Hey everyone, it's Lindsay. I'm so excited that you're able to tune into my second podcast. I am finally able to sit on my couch under my blanket. I have my coffee in hand. Journey is already taking his first nap at 10 a.m. I know, right? It's the life. He is growing two bottom teeth though, so he is like in pain and teething and he needs all the rest that he can get. But anyways, I just want to jump right into the topic today. God has put this topic on my heart for about the last few weeks. I've been working with youth students and with different girls in Unmask that are facing different battles as far as things that God might be asking them to lay down or give up or sacrifice. And I've been pondering a lot on my own journey of how God has taken me through this process of creating and building me into the person that I am today, and how I remember just how hard it felt in those moments when I was confronted with things that I knew that I needed to lay down. I knew that I needed to let go of certain things, and it's so nice to be on the other side of that and to realize that a lot of the things that I was holding on to and that I thought were so important really are so small in the grand scheme of God's calling and destiny and purpose of my life. And so I hope that I can just take these next few moments and kind of break down some of my past and what I've been through and how that can help you today. And if I could just give you a title, I guess the title today that I want to use is Let the Process Make You and Not Break You. I just told my pastor on Sunday, I am so glad that in all the different things that I faced in my life, because I've been through a lot in the last 6-7 years of serving God as far as just getting my feelings hurt, serving under pastors and leaders that have disappointed me. And I have every excuse, I feel like, in the world that I could have said, I'm just going to give up. I'm just not going to do ministry. I'm just not going to do what God called me to do because of either offense or of hurt feelings. And those feelings are valid and true. Things happen to me, and I could be justified in my feelings and say, you know, I have a right to be upset and to pull away, but I'm so thankful that I didn't give up, and I'm so thankful that God didn't give up on me. I often refer to the reference of the process in my teachings, and I think it's because we're always in process. Everything in life is always a process. There's a process before we see results. And so I always ponder the Israelites and how they needed freedom and then their process to getting to the promised land and how they complained the whole way and they were unsatisfied. And I always refer to them in my preachings and my teachings and when I blog, because it sits home with me, and I completely can understand how they felt in those moments, and I can completely relate in wanting God to free me from things, but then complaining when it got uncomfortable, complaining when I felt, you know, alone or felt like I didn't have access to the things that I thought that I needed. And one thing that I have learned about God in my journey is that He loves us way too much to let us stay where we are. When you give your heart to Jesus, when you sacrifice and you say, I'm going to give you everything, He's not going to just let you stay and live the same life that you were living before, because He loves you and He wants so much better for you than you even want for yourself. I wanted to just share two different examples of moments of confrontation that helped shape me into who I am today. When I was 19, I had the amazing opportunity to join Eddie James Ministries, and I traveled the world for about 2 years and was able to sing as one of his background singers, and then I also was able to give my testimony, and it was such an amazing experience, and it's completely helped shape who I am today. But I remember the very first week of when I joined the ministry, and I was very broken when I joined. I had a lot of issues in my life. I was in a very unhealthy relationship. I had a lot of baggage from my past, and when I was brought in, I was put under two leaders who were amazing people. They loved me so much. They saw so much more in me than I could see in myself at that time. But I remember them immediately confronting some things in my life. One of the things was how I was dressing, and I got really offended that they kept telling me, you know, like, you can't wear this on platform, you can't sing in this. And at that time in my life, that's really all I knew, because I was living just in the world and I was just living my own way. And so it was really hard for me to have girls who were around the same age as me, but were my leaders, to come and say, like, hey, you can't wear that. We love you enough that we're not going to let you go up there and be judged and get looked at in a different light. And as hard as it felt in that moment, I knew that God was tugging on my heart and that I needed to change not only what was going on in my heart, but I needed to change my outward appearance to kind of match what God was doing in my life. And so that was really hard for me. And I remember in that same week of being confronted about my clothing and kind of what I was wearing, I also got in trouble for gossiping. And I was in the bathroom with my best friend and we were talking about people and we were just having a good old time, just being who we thought we were the time. And I remember someone heard me and told my leader, and my leader ended up coming and confronting me and told me, you know, you have a gossip issue, you have a bad attitude, and like, those are things that God wants to change in your life. And as hard as it was to hear that in the moment, she was so completely right, and I needed to have a better attitude, and I needed to not be a gossip. And so that healthy confrontation helped shape me into who I needed to be. My second example is when I ended up joining the Ramp School of Ministry 2 years later after traveling with Eddie, and I went through most of my school year just, you know, gliding through, just trying to get through the process because the standard there was so high, and I always felt like I could not meet the standard. But I remember I was about to graduate maybe in 2 to 3 months, and I was brought in to a round table with a bunch of leaders and pastors and mentors that were over me at that time, and there was a major sin issue in my life that was exposed, and they confronted me and they said, we can't let you stay where you are. Like, we can't let you live this double life, and you can't just continue to live in your sin. And we're drawing this out of you, and we're upset, and we want you to get on a path of freedom and walk in healing and figure this thing out. And I had a moment where I could have felt justified and said, I deserve, you know, people to feel bad for me because I've been through a lot and they shouldn't be so mean to me about this. Or I just remember feeling different feelings in the moment where I was upset that they were doing it, but I also knew that they were so right, in the sense that if I held on to that sin nature and I didn't get free, I would never grow into the person I am today. And I'm so thankful that people took time to stop me in my tracks, because when they did, I never dealt with that same sin issue again. And so moving forward, I have been told by multiple leaders in my life and in my journey that I talk too much, that I have a bad attitude, that my heart's not in the right place. And this is all in the last 6-7 years and different seasons of my life. And I am just, I look back and I laugh because they were right. But at the same time, I knew that I had to set my pride aside and embrace that healthy confrontation and correction so that I could grow. The enemy would love for us in those moments where people confront us and pull us closer to Jesus and call us higher to kind of just bow out and be sad and be offended. He would love for us to jump out of the race because we're offended. But it's our job to embrace every season, to endure hardship, and to let tests and trials that we go through shape us into who we are today. You will come out on the other side of it with character, and people will then in return trust you to lead. And so I just want to encourage you that if you're going through a moment where either leaders are shaping you or God is calling you higher and they're requiring more of you and they're asking you to lay certain things down, to not get upset and offended and feel rejected and go alone and isolate yourself, but to embrace Embrace that moment. Come closer to Jesus. Allow God to shape you into who you're called to be. Because without going through that process, I could not be the wife I am today, the mom I am today, or the pastor that I am today. And so I'm so thankful for the process that I've been through. And I pray that you would find peace and strength to endure your personal journey and process as well. Thank you guys. I love you. Have a great day.